1039 WDKX, the Wake Up Club, Health Beats every Tuesday morning with Nurses Week coming up next week and Mother's Day after that. Nurse Bowick, your topic has to do with new moms-to-be.
Absolutely, and I really wanted to start a dialogue around mortality in having children. Like when we talk about the idea of having babies, oftentimes people think it's so easy to just get pregnant and have a baby. You know, and if you look at the research, it really points to Black women and Black babies being in crisis when it comes to maternal health and that whole idea of having healthy babies. Those numbers don't look good. Now, if you rewind the clock back to the 1800s, Tariq, but when we look at what's happening today, some of those things have still not changed. Black women are still dying, trying to have a baby.
Well, let's first start with a term you just told me off the air. You're very concerned about the term called oops babies. What's an oops baby?
And this is the world, according to Nurse Bowick. I believe we have too many oops babies. Oops, I'm pregnant. Like, people act like they don't know where babies come from. And so in case you didn't get the memo, I just want to put it out there. If you are of childbearing years and if you have unprotected sex, there is a possibility that you can become pregnant. So if that is you that I'm talking to today, I'm asking you to get ready. Get your body ready for what may happen so that when we look at why we're having the numbers that we're having, let's look at the stuff that we can change.
Okay, let's go to the next level. Now we know we're pregnant. Now what do we do?
Look at your lifestyle and how are you going to have a healthy baby? What needs to be added? What needs to be eliminated? First and foremost, we know that we need a healthcare provider on your team regularly to ensure that this is a healthy situation as much as possible. How are we eating? What are the vitamins that we're taking? You know, there's a lot of research around adding those vitamin Bs to ensure that your baby doesn't have what we call a neural tube defect. So ensuring that all of those things are on board, but we skip the whole conversation about who we procreating with, because there's a whole nother body of evidence now that is saying that that sperm contributes to unhealthy babies as well.
And I know, Nurse Brooke, you've talked about this before, not only having the right team, but the stress around you is important as well. What are the other things you need to look out for?
We see the body of evidence that suggests the lived experience contributes to low birth weight babies. We understand how racism and stress impacts having an unhealthy baby. But let's talk about fetal alcohol syndrome for a minute. Completely avoidable. One of the worst things that can happen to an unborn child is for that baby to be turned up on alcohol. Puts that child at risk for mental, for physical, for lifelong disabilities and really, really a rough life. And you absolutely, positively need a support system after that baby is born. Dads need to be a part of that system. Like, Tariq, there is mountains of research. It's called the father effect. Kids do better when dads are in their lives.
Join the Wake Up Club every Tuesday morning with Nurse Bowick on Health Beats. We're 103.9 WDKX.